All right, Rabbi Yosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing this morning in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and we left off on page Mem Zayin. So this is the PDF that I sent out a while ago on the WhatsApp chat, page Mem Zayin. We're coming towards the end of the Os. So remember, again, Rabbi Tzadik is going through the different Mishmoros, the different watches of the evening, and the different, or different parts of the night, and is ascribing meaning to each of those different parts. So Shlishi, the third Mishmar, is Tinok Yonek. So we'll say this already. Actually, before we get to this, I want to show you something really incredible. It's going back a little bit, but I think you'll find that it's truly worth it. If you look in the bottom section of the page, that says Makoros V'tziyunim. So if you remember, again, the second shift, right, the second Mishmar, is when the Klavim are tzoakim, the dogs are barking. So if you remember again, we were discussing the meaning in that as well. So in the Makoros V'tziyunim in Os Resh Vav, if you take a look there on the bottom, I apologize, it's a little bit small, but it's all the way on the bottom of the page. Really, this is quite beautiful. Listen, so Rabbi Tzadik quoted part of this Medrash. He quoted part of the Medrash and built on it the notion that the dogs barking really represent the idea of people calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah. But look at the Medrash in its entirety. It's really quite moving. The Medrash, Yisrael Omrim. It's note Resh Vav, the bottom of page Mem Zayin, all the way to the bottom of the page, the right hand side of the page. The Medrash, Yisrael Omrim, Ribon HaOlam, Hanasim Chotim Mevim Karban Umiskaper Lahem. So Klal Yisrael, so we'll say in this context, when the Medrash is talking about Klal Yisrael, means the Pashat Yid, right, the simple Jew, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the Nasi, if the leader sins, he brings a carbon and he is atoned. Mashiach chote, maybe carbon or miskapelo, right? The koi mashiach, the anointed koin, if he sins, he brings a carbon and he's atoned for. Anu, ein lanu carbon. Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no carbon. So again, this medrash could be understood in a couple of different ways. That ultimately, the reason I was very drawn to this medrash is because very much speaks to the condition of Klal Yisrael for the last 2,000 years, but is even more acutely felt in these days. Right? Normally somebody sinned, they brought the carbon. Klal Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way for me to bring a carbon. Now, of course, here the medrash is talking about even the times of carbonos. Not every sin warrants a carbon. So he medrash goes on. Klal Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should we do? Anu ein lanu carbon. Amr lahem v'im kol hadas Yisrael yishku. Amru the fun of aniyim anu ve'ein lanu lahavi carbon. So this is incredible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, what are you talking about? Klal Yisrael, you could also bring a carbon. We both say there are concepts, there are carbonos that are mentioned in the Torah, where if the entire nation of Israel sins, you bring a particular carbon. So what do you mean Klal Yisrael don't have a carbon? Klal Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're too poor. We don't have the means to bring a carbon. Amr lahem, dvarim ani mevakish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. I don't need you to even bring carbonos. Shene emar, kichu imachem devarim, v'shuvu el Hashem, v'ani mochel al kol avonoseichem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. You don't have to even bring a carbon. I don't need your carbonos. Just bring dvarim. Bring dvarim. Bring words. Dibor, right? Bring dvarim. Bring things. But in this context, bring words. Kichu imachem dvarim. Bring with you words. V'shuvu av Hashem. And return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ani mochel akol avonoseichem. And I will forgive you for all of your sins. Ve'in dvarim. Ela divrei Torah. So again, what are dvarim? Right? What are things? What are words in this context? Medrash says Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, listen, you can't bring carbonos. You don't have either, again, because you can't, like now we can't, or you can't because you're too poor. Fine, bring your Torah. Bring your Torah and I'll forgive you. Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amru lo, ein anu yodin. We don't know Torah. Klal Yisrael says, we don't know Torah. So I can't bring a carbon. I bet you can't bring a carbon. I'm too poor to bring a carbon. Now I have no base on me, so I can't bring a carbon. Because Baruch Hu says, fine. Kichu imachem dvarim. Just bring Torah with you. Bring Torah. Learn. Shtayg, be shtark. Engage in Torah. And ultimately, that'll be enough. Klal Yisrael says, we can't learn. I both say, and you know, like when Klal Yisrael says, ein anu yodin, ein anu yodin can mean a couple of things. Ein anu yodin can mean, we don't know how to learn. We just simply don't have the knowledge. Inan Yodin means sometimes we will say a person's circumstances become so overwhelming that they can't learn. Right? The Piagetzna writes about this in Eish Kodesh, how one of the most startling things is that normally in times of distress, so the Jew turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jew runs to the Beis Medrash, the Jew runs to the Shul. Well, what do you do? What do you do when your enemies take that away from you? What do you do in those moments when you can't even reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ways that you're used to, that Kal Yisrael is used to doing historically? So in Inan Yodu, we don't have Torah. Amar Lahem Posey, listen to this. So you see the progression here. Kal Yisrael is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, we know that we've sinned. We know that we've made mistakes. We know that we've sullied ourselves. So how do I fix it? How do I fix it? And how do I fix it without karbanos? And how do I fix it if I can't learn Torah? And Chodesh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, this is so profound. Amar lahem, b'chu v'hispalalu l'fanai v'ani mekabel. Fine. Just cry. Just cry. B'chu, just cry and daven before me and I will accept. I will accept your tefillas and I will accept your tshuva. So Moses, so when you don't have Torah, when you don't have karbanos, Kodesh Baruch Hu just says, just cry and I'll be makabel your tefillas. Avosechem kishenishtadu mitzrayim lo betfila padisiyosam. So Moses, this is incredible. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know, we have precedent for this. In Mitzrayim, it was the cries of your forefathers that redeemed them. Right? Vayishmas nakasam. Zorah heard their cries. And Arachayim points out, not tefillah. Some of the Farshim means, think Nakosam means their tefillahs. Arachayim says, not their tefillahs, they cried. They just cried from the sheer pain of the circumstance. They just cried out. In times of Yoshua, I didn't go ahead and redeem them or give them, perform miracles to them because of tefillahs. Right? Sefer Shoftim, you look at Sefer Shoftim, and Klal Yisrael cries out because of their oppression, and the Chodesh Baruch Hu sends a Savior. B'mei Shmuel, lo betfila shamati lahem. V'chein anshe Yerushalayim. So to the people of Yerushalayim, even though they angered me, nevertheless, because they cried before me, I had compassion upon them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, therefore says, again, I don't need your karbanos. I don't even need your Torah. All I need is your bechia and your tefillah. Just cry to me. Just daven to me. Just be sincere in your emotional expressions to me. And ultimately, that'll be enough. That'll be enough for me to go ahead and redeem you and to save you and to take care of you. But I say so profound. So Psadik is quoting this. This is the piece of Medrash that he quoted by the klovim. Because remember again, by the kelev, like Psadik said, the dog barks. The dog barks. And you see, the bark is an inarticulate expression, right? It's just the bark. Yet the master knows that when the dog barks, what does it need? It needs something, whatever it is. It needs to have food, it needs to go outside. It needs something. It needs something, and it just keeps barking and barking and barking and barking until it gets what it wants. So Tzadik is saying, that's what we learn from the Mishmar by the dogs. That sometimes, like, you just have to bark. I better bark. It's so inarticulate. Yeah. Sometimes when you don't have karbanos, and sometimes when you don't have Torah, all you have is tefillah, and sometimes you don't even have tefillah. Sometimes, again, I'm so overwhelmed and just so broken that I don't even have words. I don't even have words to articulate. In those moments, just bark. The bark is the bechia. The bark is the cry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you don't have anything else, kichu imachem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. Take things. And what are the things with you, says Rav Tzadik, says the Medrash. Kichu imachem dvarim bechia. Bechia. Just cry. So let's say sometimes we think, and this is what Tzadik is saying, that we have to be so sophisticated in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That relationship with Hashem requires like a Reb Chaim. Like, you know, I got a dash of Reb Chaim. And of course, Reb Chaim is a wonderful derech towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes the most profound connections we have in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the most simple ones. Kichu imachem devarim b'shuvu el Hashem. A little bit of b'chia, a little bit of tefillah, has the ability to go ahead and accomplish so much. Right, well, so we have to stop over here for today. Apologies, we went a little bit backwards in the klavim. In the Yartzeh Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up the os with the tinok yomek. Shkach l'osay. Thank you.